death. I got no options left. I got nothing to show now.
So you might think werewolves are just about killing for no reason, for murdering and guilt and for chasing sparkly vampires. Not this werewolf. I like to commit myself to great pieces of art on a social scale. And here's a story to show you that. It's called The Instagram Blood Goddess. Her morning hadn't started in the grace and the beauty would typically have. She'd come into the day screaming and crying, trying to understand what the fuck was going on, or WTF, as we say these days. I would say she'd been dragged back to consciousness a little rudely by having her favourite chihuahua, Mr. Pickles, murdered over her white Egyptian cotton-covered bed. Her trim and pert body had been the altar on which Mr. Pickles' blood sacrifice was transacted, and as you can imagine, she hadn't taken that sacrifice too well. The little dog had made the ultimate supplication to his mistress. He died as I slowly twisted his small body like wringing a wet cloth. The beautiful sounds of crunching and popping of small bones and ligaments could clearly be heard through my offering of him to her. The dog had died painfully and slowly. At first the little thing had squealed, but that had soon ended as his tiny body was torn in two. The little offering's blood had poured over her sleeping form, and the whole process had looked like some satanic rite from some shit B-movie horror flick. The gore had spattered over her face and splashed into her mouth and nose. I must admit, for me, it did have a somewhat sexual connotation while she had coughed and spluttered awake. The rising woman then seemed like a succubus, a desirable horror, as she rose from the bed in a brief moment of non-reality. The, I assume, boyfriend laying next to her had responded quickly and somewhat bravely. On waking, he had been instantly ready for action. My posse had snarled a warning as the man moved at me, making me aware of the oncoming attack. "You're a fucking dead man!" he'd yelled as he leapt. I have to admit, I was a little bit underprepared for him. I'd really not considered him as a threat. He was far too pretty for that. Sadly, the outcome of his unexpected attack meant that he wasn't so pretty now. He lay dying in a pool of his own blood, his last breath forming bubbles in the puddle of burgundy red. A stark contrast to the white marble. Avril, had come into post-sleep consciousness just in time to see me smash his jaw right off his face. I'd kind of thrown a half-hearted right hook that was more of a reactionary slap than anything else. As it had connected, it dislocated and then ripped off his lower mandible, letting loose teeth and showering a drizzle of spittle into the air. His smashed appendage now swung oddly from his head, and he screamed an agony-filled blast of noise, trying to grab his own jaw and hold it on his face. The intensity of the sensations he had felt made him shrink back into a hunched stoop and yell through the bloody mess that was his mouth. He was really funny to watch, trying to hide his now not so beautiful face from me. I think he was a little embarrassed, cute of him really. I turned him by gently and grasping his shoulder and looked into his hurt and terrified eyes. I smiled, gave a slight nod of concern before I smashed him hard on the side of the head. There was a satisfying crunch as his skull deformed around my knuckles. His well-muscled body then became rigid and he fell forward in slow motion, smashing heavily onto his face like a falling tree in the woods, and guess what? We were there to hear it. Fenrir had just sat there throughout the action laughing and had joked as the man fell, yelling, "Timber!" Sadly, he'd not moved since. It was a real shame and a waste of a true 10 out of 10. Very rare things. He had definitely been a very well-built young man and was hung like a fucking donkey too. Well done, Avril. It took me a moment or two to get over his rush and his death and his sudden attack on me. Him being naked and with a 10-inch morning glory swinging in front of him had been, well, a little surreal, but he was now wrecked and unmoving. The girl on the bed looked at him and then at me, pushing herself back to the headboard of her enormous white bed, and sat there staring in disbelief, bloody and frightened. She gathered the bedsheets and duvet around herself as though it would offer her some sort of protection or barrier between us. I sat on the edge of the bed. "Hi," I said, smiling and giving her a, a little embarrassing coy wave. I'm one of your biggest fans, and I thought that we could do like a shoot together for your Instagram account. It would make my fucking life complete. What do you think? My face displayed genuine interest and hope. Fenrir sat nodding his big wolfy head. I pointed at the two halves of the dog. Sorry about Mr. Pickles, I apologised. He was very noisy. He was a good boy, really. Then I remembered the guy lying on the floor and swept my hand in his direction. Oh, and sorry about... whoever he is. I pointed at the dead man on the floor. I repeated, pointing at him and rubbing the top of my head nervously with my hand. It's embarrassing, really, I mumbled while I smiled in a conciliatory manner. That's Lance, she said. Is he okay? Big tears were welling in those hypnotic, limpid, blue pools of eyes. Huh? Was my reply as I came out of the trance of those eyes. I was actually pretty embarrassed. Well, Lance is, again I scratched my scalp and looked at the ground, Lance is a little dead, I'm sorry about that, he did try to attack me though, even though I'd not done anything. At this point I paused and thought, well, apart from breaking into your home, watching you sleep and then killing your dog, I suppose he had every right to attack me, I said in an apologetic tone. I felt things had gotten off and, you know, to a bad start, and that I needed to try and improve the mood, so I smiled and ploughed on with my conversation. Well, fucking Lance was an appropriate name for him with that massive cock he had, I laughed. I nearly lost an eye with that thing coming at me, I said jokingly and laughed again, but the laughter fell away into awkward silence. Is that not so when you know, I made a ring with my thumb and finger of my right hand and slid it up and down a couple of my fingers of my left hand. You know, have, you know, sex. No reaction from her. Sorry, I said, raising my hands in a little form of surrender. None of my business. Anyway, sorry about Lance, I nodded. He seemed a great guy. She just sat there in disbelief. She either could not talk or would not talk, but seemed to be in some level of control of herself and the situation. Oh, wait a minute. I grabbed the man's body and dragged it up onto the bed next to her. We need to get photographs. I mean, nothing these days is real unless it's shared on Instagram, is it? She sat still. Every muscle in her body tense as I tried to get the stiffening Lance sat up right next to her. And then she cracked. She started screaming and crying. Yep, that beautiful face broke and became ugly with emotion and revulsion. Here I was trying to do her a fucking favour. I mean, we could get pictures of this for posterity. Can you imagine how famous this was going to make her? You tried to do someone a fucking favour. In her panic and pain, she desperately tried to push him away with her hands and feet as I tried to sit him neatly next to her. It was really annoying. Posit was upside down and actually laughing at the situation in his wolfy way. I looked at him and pointed, telling him to shut up. I think that this must have been the point where she felt that I was completely a mental psychopath. Well, she probably already did. She saw I'd started speaking to things that weren't there. She started hitting me ineffectively and telling me to fuck off, not the actions of a lady in my opinion, so I lovingly grasped her gently by the throat and pinned her bodily against the headboard. Sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind. I wanted to give her some kind words about her behaviour. Don't move, bitch! She went limp like a doll in my grasp and I gently sat her nicely, wiping a few strands of errant hair from her face. There now, I said. See? All calm and pretty again. I took my focus off her for a moment and she tried to leap from the fucking bed. God's sake! I shouted as I caught her by the hair and pulled her back to the floor. She screamed as I dragged her by her head to the bed and held it solid, her face looking up at mine. Try that again, pretty one, and I will remove your eye and let you look at it with the other one. Again, she went limp on the bed, and I lifted her by her neck to sit back against the backboard of the bed. I'd then tried to tidy up her hair. Do you know what? She was still gorgeous with no filter. I mean, most people undergoing such circumstances would look like hell, but somehow she still looked stunning, even with big, puffy eyes and bedhead hair. I yelled at her, "Stay!" I ordered, "Stay!" I lifted the back of my hand, threatening to strike her, and she flinched away. Good girl, I told her while I patted her lightly on the caramel-toned thigh. I'm going to put it, what's-his-face next to you again so we can get some pickies. I again lifted Lance and sat him next to her on the bed. I ordered her to put her arm around his shoulders. She disappointingly started to break down again, giving it the fucking tears and all the bollocks, and was very hesitant about touching him. No, I exclaimed. Put your fucking arm around his fucking shoulders. I emphasized my words by gently slapping her perfect cheek on her perfect face. Yeah, the one on her face, by the way. Nothing improper. I treat all people with proper respect when I can. Do it now, I ordered her once more. My finger was an inch from her screwed up face. Please don't make me hurt you more, please. She was still sniffling, but tried to put her arm around his shoulders. Hey, I know he's dead and everything, but come on. Eventually, she settled down a little and reached her arm around the shoulders of her beau. What a beautiful picture to take. She sits there, this tiny little thing, crying her little heart out over the loss of her loved one. Oh my God, it warmed the cockles of my heart how much she cared. Now, that is a beautiful scene, my darlings. The perfect scene for your public. I shook my head and then stood in silence with folded arms, just drinking in the veritable vision before me. After a few more stolen seconds, I turned to my posset, opening my arms and then sweeping them towards the scene. What do you think, posset? I asked him, while wiping the tears from my eyes. True beauty, Will, he said a little sarcastically. Now, when do we get to eat them? No rush, posset, no rush, I smiled, crouching down towards my new sculpture. I think I will title this piece, The Death of Social Media. Oh, the emotions it will stir and build. Him representing death, the lovely Avril, the social media I espoused. Then we eat them, laughed the posset in my head. Okay, then we eat them, I nodded at him. I sat back, slightly smug. I, yet again, was on the cutting edge of creating incredible art. I was taking true beauty. I was taking these impossibly perfect individuals who had the security of money and power, and I was destroying all they held dear. They probably took what they had for granted. I was going to take that all away. Physical beauty. The perfect life. I was going to destroy it and make all those individuals out there realize that if it could happen to these people, these perfect people that they dreamed of being, the people that they envied and were jealous of, then it could so easily happen to the ordinaries with their terrible everyday lives. Nietzsche said that envy and jealousy are good things as long as you can use them to inspire yourself to betterment. That if the people that you wanted to be could do it, that it should show you that you can do it. I would show those people that it could also be finished in agony, pain, and brutal humiliation. It was a shame that I'd not left Lance alive a little longer. So much could have been added. The interplay between the lovers, the wanting to give protection and care at first, and then the selfish impulse of wanting to live yourself at the cost of the other in the end. It could have all been lived out on Instagram. Anyways, I would be more careful the next time I did this shit. With the choice of Avril, I would be able to share the next few hours with her social media world. I would be able to bring this horror and this reality to millions. 23 million possible followers would get to see the outcome of my work. You lucky bastards. Right then, where's your phone? We need some pictures, don't we? She sat silently shaking. I said, where the fuck is your fucking phone now? She motioned by the bed and I picked up the phone, passing it to her for her to open it up so I could use it. I saw it pass her mind to try and phone someone, but she behaved. Well done you, good choice, I said. I took up a stance at the end of the bed and started to overact my photographer part. Closer, beautiful, that's it, smile, that's nice, look at him and support that jaw, lift it nicely, smile, can you wipe the blood from his chest, taste it bitch, smile, good job, oh wait a minute, where's Mr. Pickles? I looked around, he's over here, I said, picking up part of him, and he's also over there, we need to get him involved. She started crying and repeating, no, 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 under her breath as I passed her the two parts of the little twisted body. I then got them prepared and took a series of pictures with the dog, her and Limp Lance. I got some nice shots. I had a talent for this photography business. She pushed through like a soldier, well, until a certain point where she broke and fell forward on the bed weeping. Why? She asked, looking up at me through tear-filled eyes. Why what? I asked. I'm fucking helping you here. Just think of the number of followers that you're going to gain when these babies hit Insta, shaking the phone in her direction. Damn, I emphasised, pivoting on the spot and raising my hands to the world in general. No one has had anything like this before. You're going to be the most famous Insta model that has ever fucking lived. I told her all this. I was just incredulous at her fucking stupidity. Yet again, she collapsed onto her face on the bed, crying and wailing. No, no, she cried through saliva strands. Unfucking grateful, I said to my posit. He shrugged. Humans, he replied in my head with a visible wolfy shrug. Jesus, you will be the most famous person that ever existed. Especially on Instagram, you should be fucking thanking me. Even after all this convincing rhetoric, she lay there and continued with the crying. At this point, I was starting to get a little bit bored. I tapped my foot, looking at her, and then posit, and then her again. Fuck this, I said as I grabbed her once more and dragged her from the bed and onto the floor. Now, you either stand up and come with me, or I drag you down the stairs to your front room where you will scrape and bruise, I paused. Those legs and that ass, I said again, checking out the aforementioned body parts. It'd be a shame, but it's your choice. I turned her face towards mine and met her eye to eye with a big smile. Your choice. Don't rape me, she screamed. What? I asked. Please don't rape me, she repeated. I'm not going to rape you, you stupid bitch. I'm going to make you fucking famous, I said. Again, she screamed, so I gave her a gentle backhand across the face, pointing my finger at her and shook it. Now, quiet and behave yourself, otherwise I will have to kill you right now, and that would have been a great waste of my fucking time. You do not want to waste my time, it is precious. With her 23 million fans nowhere to be seen or help her, she sat in the chair in her LA home. Her usual pictures were of her in yoga pants at the mall, or her in yoga pants at Starbucks while having her super skinny organic macchiato with vanilla and garlic anti-constipation latte, or her in yoga pants in the gym, or her in yoga pants in yoga. Now, I have to admit that the following 2 hours were not the most pleasant experience for this young lady. I slowly flayed the skin from her. I photographed each step, taking that beauty and slowly destroying it. I released the photographs to the world's press and her Instagram 2 hours later. They weren't up for very long, but it did shock the world a little. And they can still easily be found, with a little bit of careful searching. Welcome to my artworks. An artist, a werewolf, and an absolute wanker.